Y'all got jokes. Things go wrong, live radio. Y'all got jokes. We know where you live. We know what your avatar is. We know what your Twitter handle is. All got jokes, funny. Yuck it up. Things break down from time to time. And then we fix them.
Bingo.
And then we start over. Yeah. Sometimes, George, you have these great expectations for how a segment is going to go. Like, you build it up.
Yeah.
And if you are trying to find a number between 1 and 12 on what kind of a segment it's going to be, you might say it's going to be an 8. And you get all ready all day leading up to the noon mailbag segment. And you have a little curveballs here and there. We get some funny emails that come in that, you know, are questions and things that we cannot answer on the air. That's according to Miguel Lahr, legal expert of the show. So you have those things, and, you know, we're still kind of a young show, so we're growing as we go along here. And then we get ready for the segment, and we think it's going to be like an 8 on a 12, and it really turns into like a 4. But this is how you can tell if you're growing as a show, is how we battle adversity. Because people had jokes, and they were starting to throw tomatoes at us, and even our own coworkers were standing outside of the studio yakking at us because we were struggling with the computer. Fremont Fred wanted us to unplug it. All right, I've seen enough now stuff from the office or office space. Okay, that's it. It happens. But you know what? You know what is the great thing about this? Is we took a little time. We had like a bye there. So during the break, we fixed some things. And I think everybody's going to be pleased on the back end how we come out of the break with the little, you know, little time off.
Right.
So that we can restart here and get going again on the mailbag.
I'm all
right. By the way, I think that was just one of the most glorious things I've ever done. Was tying that into Nebraska football.
That was good.
My work is almost done here today. All right, time for the mailbag.
You've got mail.
All righty. This one's coming from KG. KG wants to know, hey, if Gary, it could, and possible. Okay. So if you had, if it could.
George, we just like went 3 and out. We need to go up tempo.
Come on, Kevin. pretty much, if you had a choice of a concert that you could possibly go to this year, would it be Van Halen with David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar?
Oh no, I'm Van Halen, David Lee Roth, all the way.
All the way.
Yeah.
Van Halen guy.
Yeah, I used to in school. I would got really, really good at designing their logo. I love Van Halen.
Mm. Noted.
They used to play when the Cubs would take the field. They'd play "Jump" from Van Halen.
Oh, I knew that.
Bam.
I knew that.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
Our next one is coming from Colorado Matt.
What's up, Colorado Matt?
This is a good one. This is a great question. He said, if you could add or subtract 20 points from any team Nebraska has played this season so far, which game would you pick and why? For instance, would you take away 20 points from Ohio State so we lose at a respectable 28-7? How about Nebraska beats Colorado 30-13, but we still have those two embarrassing losses? Move 20 points on the board to make the season not so bleak.
Mm. Probably Minnesota. To make it 14-7.
Oh, make it 14-7? Oh, that's good.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
It's a thought-provoking question. Thank you, Colorado Matt.
I appreciate that. This was coming from Zach. Zach said, "If you could take two players from any previous Nebraska team to put on this roster, who are the two you would pick? Could be offense, defense, or special teams."
Ooh, God, that's a difficult question. Any two former Huskers and put them on this team. Sue would be one. For this particular team, Sue and Levante David.
Oh. Got some good picks there. I like it.
That's all I have to say about it.
Ironically, now teammates in Tampa.
Oh, yeah.
You've got mail.
Threw that one in there. All right, David. This was coming from David. He said, when you and Gary were young and knew you wanted to be in broadcasting, what was your microphone prop of choice as you practiced in private?
George, I'll let you handle this one first.
I actually, when I was little, I wanted to be a teacher, a history teacher. So I would have a movie that I would love to watch if I needed inspiration. But no, I was an adult when I got into broadcasting.
I don't think I had a prop. I was, from the start, out of the womb, I wanted to be in broadcasting. And so I've told this story a couple of times. I wasn't a great athlete. I think it could have been better, but I was a little chunky.
Okay.
And that kind of, I didn't really grow upwards. I grew more outwards.
Okay.
I think I would be a better athlete, by the way, in the shape I'm in now than I was 30 years ago. I would say I'd never had a prop because I would get all the people in my neighborhood. We were all kind of the same age, and we'd play baseball in my backyard, and I'd always be the pitcher because I did the play-by-play. It would tick off some people because I'd be like, sharp into the wine, and here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Or I would put baseball cards down on the floor. I collected sports cards, but I would take my baseball cards and I would lay them out like I was playing a game, and then I would do play-by-play there. So I don't really think I had a prop.
That's good.
I think I never like got a fake headset or anything. I did one time go as a sportscaster as a little kid for Halloween. Nobody knew what I was. I thought I was an astronaut. It was kind of weird. I was like, does this look like an astronaut's helmet? This looks like the headset that you would do broadcasting from.
I was about to ask, what kind of helmet did you have on?
Hey, we weren't real rich, all right? We had to do with what we had. Had to go out in the garage and find something.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
Let's go with Andrew. Andrew wants to know, what position coach do you think is the most valuable to the current Husker football staff?
Right now or moving forward?
The question is for right now, but if you have moving forward, I would like both.
Right now, Greg Austin.
Okay.
Future, a combination of Greg Austin and Tony Tuioti. Till Nebraska becomes dominant Saturday after Saturday on the offensive and defensive lines, they're going to have some issues. But Greg Austin has some young guys that in the last half of the season, he's got a chance to coach up and get on the field. But also take current guys that are going to be back next year and get them to another level.
Mm. That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
So this one's just coming from somebody's phone. Thank you for I'm not going to read your number out over the air. So no name on this one. But I said, hello, George. Does Gary ever get mixed up with Greg Sharp?
Yes.
When he does, what is the most weird question you've been asked?
Okay, so this is when Greg was elevated to the play-by-play guy. I mean, I knew Greg Sharp in the past from Kansas State. And so he got the play-by-play job for Nebraska. And then I moved back, and people would tell me that because I was for the longest time on the Husker Sports Network, some people when he first started would call him Gary.
Oh.
And even like interviewing him would mistakenly call him Gary. I've been referred to by some people when I first came back here, like in an interview, they would finish up and they would say, thanks, Greg. What happens is people get Greg and Gary Sharp, and he has an E and I don't, mixed up. So on Saturdays, I will get tweets about the broadcast.
You're so serious, too.
And I respond to them. I mean, most of them are like, hey, think you're doing a great job. And I go, ah, yeah, you know what? We're having a good broadcast today. But I, at least once a Saturday, somebody will get us mixed up and will tweet me. I'm like, ah, I'm voice of the Huskers. I did have somebody recently in person came up and said that their dad really enjoys listening to me on Saturdays. Now, was I wrong to not correct them? I said, well, hey, thank you. I'm glad your father still listens to the broadcast. And he goes, yep, he catches it every Saturday. He loves what you guys do. So I didn't correct the guy. I just said, hey, thank you. And keep listening. GBR! Was I wrong to not say, oh, that's not me?
No.
Because the guy was really excited. He was very nice. He said his father, longtime listener of Husker Broadcast.
No, I think you made that person's day.
Okay.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
All right, Adam. This one might, so I'm warning you, this one might start up some stuff on our Twitter feed and our emails. Adam wants to know, who has the best WWE entrance of all time?
I am a real American. Went for the rights of, Undertaker.
Hey, you know, who am I to argue with that? Ooh. Yeah, no, I...
You can't be in agreement with me on this question.
So, I probably would have agreed, but if I had to choose one other one, I would probably have to go with... I'd probably have to go with Ric Flair.
Okay.
You get the sparkly robe, if they have some pyro in the back, the slow walk, and then the woo... Yeah, yeah, no.
Actually, the walk was like this.
The strut.
At some point, we're going to have live cameras back in the studio. We had before, George, you arrived. We used to have cameras here in the studio. People could log on to 1620 The Zone, and they could see everything we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
But there's some chatter about bringing back live cameras in the studio. Would we like that?
I wouldn't have an issue with it. I'd have to dress up.
No. I mean, look at us.
That's all I have to say about that.
I tried to influence you there with Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. I almost said something and then you stopped. So I was like, all righty. And let's go with our Hot Chick Jeff question of the week. Shout out to Jeff. I think that phone call is going to be about entrances of WWE. Picture this. You're at a bachelor party with your best guy friends in Las Vegas. One of them wants to purchase an entertainer. Entertainer is in quotations for everybody. For the evening. How much money would you shell out to ensure that he has a true hot chick experience?
Did he say Vegas?
Yes. He said Las Vegas.
Okay. I have been to a bachelor party in Vegas when I was in my 20s. There was no entertainer, but there were plenty of options.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, don't pay. Just go and on the floor and
have at it.
Yeah, but you got to be careful. Got to be careful because, like South Florida, not all women in Vegas are created equally. You have to be careful. And there are some stunning women, like I've seen in Vegas, that I know for a fact we share something. Matter of fact, I think I was propositioned last year in a casino there. She was really attractive. But I knew what she was up to.
Next question.
You've got mail.
She's like 6'4" in her previous life. She played cornerback for the AFL team from Las Vegas.
Six foot four.
You got to be careful, though, if you are paying for entertainment in Vegas. I would suggest that being fair to your fiancé, that you do not. You can enjoy Vegas otherwise.
Yeah.
That's me as a 40-year-old saying that compared to when I was 20, mid-20s. I was like, this is great. Let's just go and get them all.
I refuse to end on a hot chick draft question. So this one's coming from Chris. Oh, my God, my cheeks hurt. Okay. Chris said, obviously, it isn't happening in year two. Probably not year three. How many years? How many years do you think it will realistically take to get NU off of the mat and to the point where they are competing, truly competing, for division and conference championships?
2021 is realistic. I think next we'll have a different feel a year from now. I think we will. Because I said, show in 19, go in 20. Remember we did the t-shirt at the beginning of the year?
Oh, yeah.
That's all I have to say about that.
That's the last question I got for you in today's mailbag. A great pick that people are... I told you this is going to open up a can of worms. But a great pick that I have to at least shout out. A lot of people say when they hear that Stone Cold glass break, there's nothing like it. And he keeps it simple. No pyro, no nothing. You hear that glass break, you just straight walk to the ring, goes to all turnbuckles. Yeah.
How come you are not like hosting your own wrestling podcast?
Never thought about it. To be honest with you.
Like all of the groups that are on now nightly.
Yeah.
I think you should have a recap. Why don't you do a podcast? Because everybody's doing a podcast. That's the way to go these days. Or do like a live reaction.
Now that would
Periscope.
Be, that would be interesting.
I think you should do that. Get a sponsor, make a little money.
Huh.
We could have a George's Pit.
Shout out to Piper. That's not a bad idea.
We've got some great technology in this building where you could do that.
That's not a bad idea.
All right. It's not like you don't have anything else to do.
For real, yeah. I got all this time.
So we'll have Gorgeous George.
The Gorgeous
George. Hanging and banging.
Let me copyright that real quick. Hanging and banging.
See, so that's a good question. I'm guessing because maybe whoever asked that knows that the key to your heart and to anything that we're giving away on this show is to talk about wrestling. So that person's probably headed to Oscars as we speak. You can put that up as a poll question. What is the best entrance in wrestling?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
People that only come across our Twitter account that sees... the poll questions. They're probably what do they do between 10 and 2 in Omaha? They just take some time off? Just anything goes?
We were still getting yesterday's poll question answers in today.
Because we got a great audience.
Yeah.
We got a very loyal 10 to 2ers.
Very, very loyal. Somebody wants to know Scott Frost's workout plan.
He has a workout plan?
Yeah, somebody wants to they said.
Well, you know, he did him and his staff did the Juice Cleanse.
Oh, that
the Jason Peter and his wife owns in Lincoln. Yeah, Scott, I don't think we have to worry about Scott putting on some extra pounds. I think, so one other part of this season is a young head coach going through things he hasn't experienced before. He's also got a little one. So he's got an infant at home.
Oh, yeah.
He hangs and bangs in the weight room.
I like it.
Is that a real question or was that what you were just asking?
No. Somebody, okay. Charlie, on Twitter.
Tracy says, how can you not give 90s Gold Dust entrance a thought?
No.
Tracy, Georgia said, no.
No. I appreciate all that went into the entrance, but if we're talking like top of all time.
So what do you want out of an entrance? Something that gets you fully husked?
Something to make you feel something.
Like fully husked.
Yes. Fully husked.
Definitely got some feels. We have feels for fantasy football. Joe Bartle coming up at 1. Parker Gabriel in less than an hour. We will ask questions that probably some don't have answers to. And maybe we can figure out the timetable for Wandale Robinson. He'll be fine, but does that mean he'll be fine when Nebraska comes back from their second bye week with 3 to go, Wisconsin, Maryland, Iowa? Or does that mean he'll be fine for a week from Saturday when Nebraska tees it up against Indiana at 2:30 on BTN? All right, PG's coming up in his usual slot of 1:30, plus we have Haunted House tickets to give away as well. Thanks, everybody, who participated in the mailbag. We do this every Wednesday for your chance to win from Oscar's Pizza and Wings.